Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives. One story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And today I want to talk about something that honestly feels like it sits underneath so much of the suffering in our world today. And it's a phrase that I kind of find myself saying a lot. And that is, we normalize what harms us and we stigmatize what heals us. And the more that I sit with people and the more stories that I hear and the more healing work I do, and I watch the world around me and I realize how deeply true this really is. Because look at what we've normalized. Living life 1,000 million miles per hour in the other direction, completely disconnected from ourselves and anyone else. We normalize exhaustion. We normalize burnout and overworking and emotional suppression. And we normalize people staying in relationships that are hurting them. And we normalize women carrying impossible emotional loads while quietly disappearing themselves. And we normalize never resting. And we normalize functioning while internally falling apart. If you notice, we've normalized people saying, "I'm fine," when they're barely surviving. And we normalize children growing up disconnected from their emotions. And people abandoning themselves to keep the peace. And we've normalized stress to the point that peace almost feels unfamiliar. And honestly, some people have experienced harm for so long that healthy things actually feel uncomfortable to their nervous system. And that's how deep conditioning can go. And the truth is, this didn't happen by accident. A lot of us were conditioned into this. Conditioned by family systems. Conditioned by religion. Conditioned by our hustle culture. Conditioned by the patriarchy. And conditioned by systems that reward performance over authenticity and obedience over honesty and self-sacrifice over self-connection. Because disconnected people are easier to control. And I know that's uncomfortable to hear sometimes, but it's true. When people are taught not to trust themselves, not to question authority, not to feel too much, and not to have any needs, and also not to rest, and also not to speak up, and they slowly become disconnected from their own humanity. And so many people learn to override themselves in order to survive. At home, at work, in relationships, in religious spaces, in high control environments, where image matters more than the truth, and performance matters more than your well-being. And we learned, don't rock the boat, don't make people uncomfortable, don't challenge harmful systems, don't speak up, don't feel too deeply, Don't be too much, especially women. And women are often praised for self-abandonment, for overgiving, for overfunctioning, for overextending and enduring, and keeping everybody else okay while they're quietly losing themselves. And years later, when anxiety shows up, and when depression shows up, and panic attacks show up, and burnout shows up, and numbness shows up, and when somebody's body finally says, I can't carry this anymore, because your body will do that to you, we act shocked. But honestly, these responses make sense. Anxiety is not weakness. Depression is not failure. And burnout is not laziness. These are just human responses to chronic stress and trauma and grief and suppression and loneliness and abuse and impossible expectations. And a deep disconnection from yourself. But then, the moment someone begins trying to heal, the world often responds in ways that pull them right back into shame. And that's the part that gets me, because we will watch people slowly drown under pressure and call that normal. Or we'll watch a woman carry impossible emotional loads while neglecting themselves completely and call that strength. Or we'll watch people stay in environments that are crushing their spirit and call that commitment. We will watch people suppress grief and trauma and exhaustion and anger and loneliness and pain for years and call that maturity. But the moment someone says, I can't do this anymore, then suddenly there's discomfort. The moment someone finally slows down and finally feels and tells the truth and admits that they are struggling and starts choosing themselves, people start acting like that's the problem. And I think that says so much about the systems we've been shaped by. Because many of us were taught how to perform, but not how to be human. We were taught how to survive, but not how to feel. Taught how to keep going, but not how to stop and ask ourselves, what is all of this costing me? And honestly, I think healing disrupts systems, because healing people start questioning things. They start noticing the harm. They start recognizing what was normalized. And they start listening to their bodies. And they start setting boundaries. And they stop abandoning themselves. And they stop carrying shame for having needs. And not everybody is comfortable with that. Because when one person starts healing, it often exposes how much suffering everybody else has been taught to tolerate. You know, one of the things I notice all the time sitting with people on my couch is that sometimes, for the very first time in their lives, someone is simply giving them permission to be human, permission to feel, permission to struggle, to need something, to grieve, to be overwhelmed, and to not have it all together. And it's honestly emotional sometimes watching that happen. Because when people realize that they don't have to perform anymore, you can almost see the relief hit their body. Because so many people have spent their entire lives being conditioned not to be human, especially in the church. We're conditioned to suppress ourselves, suppress our emotions, just push through whatever it is, disconnect, minimize the pain, and to override what their body, their emotions, and their soul is trying to say. And most people don't even realize how conditioned they are until life breaks open, right? Until the crisis happens, until tragedy hits, or grief hits, or betrayal hits. Trauma hits until the pain becomes too big to keep carrying it the old way. Because eventually the system stops working. The coping stops working. The performing stops working. The numbing stops working. The pretending stops working. And suddenly, the things people were taught, the messages, the conditioning, the survival patterns. Just pray harder. Just be strong. Don't cry. Just keep the peace. Don't talk about it. Don't question authority. You know, other people have it worse than you. Or just move on. It all starts falling apart. And honestly, I think that falling apart is often the beginning of waking up. Because when the pain gets loud enough, people begin to recognize the harm. And they begin to realize, well, maybe I was never weak. Maybe I was surviving. Maybe my anxiety makes sense. Maybe my body was trying to protect me. Maybe my grief deserved space. Maybe my emotions were never the enemy. And maybe I learned to abandon myself to survive environments that could not hold my humanity. And I think so much healing begins when people finally sit in a space where someone looks at them and says, "You're not crazy. You're not weak. You make sense in your story. You're just human." And for some people, that becomes the first safe place they've ever experienced. And as a therapist, I see this every single week. People walk in my office carrying shame for things that make complete sense in the context of what they've lived through. And that shame breaks my heart because people aren't weak. They're just wounded. There's a difference. A lot of people learn survival before they ever learned safety. They became the strong one, the caretaker, the peacemaker, the helper, the achiever, the performer. Meanwhile, underneath all of that, the nervous system was exhausted. The body was carrying grief. That inner child, that little girl in you, felt unseen. And their soul was lonely. And maybe some of you listening know exactly what that feels like, to be the one everyone depends on while secretly wondering, who's holding you? To look functional on the outside while internally feeling disconnected from yourself. And to feel guilty for resting and guilty for saying no and guilty for needing support and guilty for being human. And I just want to say this so clearly today. Your humanity is not the problem. Your emotions are not the problem. Your needs are not the problem. Your tears are not the problem. Your nervous system responding to pain is not the problem. The problem is that many of us were conditioned to believe we had to disconnect from ourselves in order to belong, to survive, or to be loved. And healing is the process of coming back home to yourself. It's learning to hear your own voice again, to trust your own body again, to feel your emotions again, to tell yourself the truth again, to rest again, to need again, to dream again. And can I say something? Healing is brave. Therapy is brave. Reconnecting to yourself is brave. Loving that little girl inside of you is brave. Feeling your feelings is brave. Taking your medication when you need it is brave. Breaking cycles is brave. Setting boundaries is brave, and some of us know how hard that is. And resting is brave. Telling the truth is brave, especially in systems that benefit from your silence and your exhaustion and your shame and your self-abandonment. And honestly, I think part of Mental Health Awareness Month should be becoming aware not just of mental health struggles, but of the systems and the conditioning that disconnected so many people from themselves in the first place. Because awareness without compassion changes nothing. People do not heal through shame. People heal through safety, through connection, through truth, through support, through being seen, through finally realizing I was never crazy for responding to painful things. There's nothing wrong with me. I think about this as a therapist, and I think about this as a woman and as a mom to four daughters. And I think about the kind of world I want them to grow up in. I don't want them believing that their worth is tied to productivity or that their emotions are weakness or believing that they have to earn rest or believing that they should stay silent to keep everyone else comfortable. No, I want them to know their feelings matter. Their voice matters, their body matters, their mind matters, their healing matters, and yours does too. So maybe this Mental Health Awareness Month, we stop asking what's wrong with people and we start asking what happened to them. What have we normalized? What systems taught people to abandon themselves? And what would healing look like if shame wasn't attached to it? Because we were never meant to do this alone. And if you're listening today carrying something heavy, I hope you hear this deep in your soul. You are not weak for struggling. You are not broken for needing help. You're not failing because you're tired. You are human. You have limitations. They are normal. And you deserve support. And you deserve rest. And you deserve safe people in your life. And you deserve spaces where you don't have to pretend. And you deserve healing. Because I believe behind every face is a story to be told. And when you come sit on my couch, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to get reconnected to you and a voice to be heard because your voice matters and no one else has your voice but you. And a soul to be healed because your pain matters. And a dream to be discovered because underneath all of that is the dream. It's the purpose. It's the thing that you're so passionate about. That once we get you back reconnected to yourself, you'll get to step into that too. Because we don't just heal around here, right? I don't just want you to heal. I want you to live and I want you to thrive and I want you to dream. And maybe healing begins the moment we stop feeling ashamed for being human in the first place. So thank you for being here with me today. And as always, remember this, you matter, your story matters, your healing matters, and you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.